कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे तमा बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे पतित पावन हेतु तब अवतार पतित पावन हेतु तब अवतार मौसम पतिता प्रभु न पाए बे आ प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी on, who put the words up? On. Pipa bolo kana koro ami bolo duke. Daya kara sita pati adwaita gosha Tava kripa bole pai chaitanya nitai Ahasarup sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhakta Yoga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Jaya Kara Shriya Chaja Prabhu Srinivasa Rama Chanda Sangamage Narutamada Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Anajnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Nitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Krishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Ramane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishitarani Panchakalpa-tribhyascha kripa-sindhi-bhyavacha tatitanam pavani-bhyo-vaishnava-bhyo namo namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we're continuing our chat, reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatan Goswami, text 373-374. Jnana Shakti Adi Kalaya. Yatra Bhishto Janardana. Yatra Bhishto Janardana. Sa'abhisha Nigajante.
Sa'abhisha Nigajante.
Ta'abhisha Nigajante.
Ta'abhisha Nigajante.
Jiva Eva Mahatma.
Jiva Eva Mahatma.
Translation. Whenever the Lord is present in someone by portions of his various potencies, the living entity representing the Lord is called Shakyavish Avatar. That is, an incarnation invested with special power. Purport. This verse is found in Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1.18. Text 374. Vibhuti kahiye ayache gita ekadashe.
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 Jagat-kapila Krishna Shakya. Jagat-kapila Krishna Shakya Basa Vishay.
Jagat-kapila Krishna Shakya Basa Vishay.
Jagat-kapila. Jagat-kapila? Vyapila Krishna Shaktya Bhavasasveshe.
Vyapila Krishna Shaktya Bhavasasveshe.
Excuse me, my eyes not working. Vibhuti kahi ajayate gita ekadashe.
Vibhuti kahi ajayate gita ekadashe.
Jagat Vyapila Krishna Shaktya Bhavasasveshe.
Jagat Vyapila Krishna.
Go ahead.
Vibhuti kahiye jayache gita ekadashe.
Vibhuti kahiye jayache gita ekadashe.
Jagat vyapila Krishna shakti avasaveshe.
Jagat vyapila Krishna shakti avasaveshe. Vibhuti kahiye ajayate gita ekadashe.
Jagat
vyapila
Krishna shakti avasaveshe.
Jagat vyapila Krishna shakti avasaveshe. All right, Vibhuti.
Vibhuti.
Special power.
Special power.
Kahiye.
Kahiye.
We say.
We
say. Jayche.
Jayche.
Just like.
Gita,
Gita of Bhagavad Gita. Ekadase. In the 11th chapter. Jagat.
Throughout the whole universe.
Vyapila.
He expanded.
Krishna Shakti Abhasa Abheshe. By the reflection of his power. Just in line with what I was thinking to speak about today. We're dependent on Krishna in all ways. Translation. As explained in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through specific powers known as vibhuti. Purport, this expansion of specific Maya powers is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.39. So these are, first purport, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this verse is found in Lagu Bhagavatam, the 118. So 118 Lagu Bhagavatamrita is that same verse. Maybe it's a little bit different kind of translation. It says 118, it says definition of Avesh. Exalted jivas empowered by the Lord with portions of his power such as knowledge are called Avesh forms. So the commentary is there, I think, by Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Says this verse describes the Avesh form. Kalaya means by a part. So somewhere I read that there are two different types of, or was that here? Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's two forms of Shaktivesh avatars. One is the Avesh and one is called the Vibhuti, which are described in these two verses that we have today. Shakti Avesh is that means Shakti means potency, the power of the Lord, and Vibhuti also is a type of power. Some subtle differences perhaps may be there. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada says how people, he talked about the atheists, he said, wow, where do you get the power to say that there's no God? How your speaking power. We had opportunities just now. I couldn't see in front of my face. The words don't usually have trouble like this. And we had problems. Other problems were there. How simple things curtail the power of walking. We can see persons there. Anyway, whatever power is there, whatever ability that has as man, Krishna says, Purush Parusham Nishu, that he is the ability in man. Some of these descriptions are there. Shaktivish avatars, that goes on in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Next text that gives examples, says text 19 of Lagu Bhagavatamrita, says examples. This is concerning the Shaktivesh avatars. Examples existing even in Vaikuntha are Shesha, Narada, and the Kumaras. These are described in the story of Asura in the 10th canto. Thus, the three forms of Krishna have been described. That's three forms going back to the Shamsa, Tadikamsa, Tadikatnarupa. Tadikatnarupa, two forms, Vilasa, Samsa. So, anyway, the Shaktivish avatars, it means the empowered living entities are described. Some examples are given, Shesha, Narada, and the Kumaras. There's a footnote for the Kumaras. It says, these are Avesh forms in the spiritual world. There are also Avesh avatars who appear in the material world. And in the commentary it says, the Avesh of Shesha, however, refers not to the form which acts as Vishnu's bed, but the other form which supports the universe. There's a footnote to that, it says, Shesha acting as the bed of Vishnu is not a jiva, but Shesha who holds up the worlds on his hood is a jiva. He is described in Bhagavatamrita 1.4.62. The three forms mentioned are Swayamrupa, Tadikatma Rupa, Vilas and Swamsa, and Avesh. Swayamrupa is the third. Swayamrupa. So these are, you're having quite technical different types of avatars, the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have been described in this 20th chapter. Not the whole chapter, but a big portion now we've been hearing about the different forms of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, he's unlimited in all respects. We can't, in every respect, Krishna is completely unlimited and beyond our power of estimation. Atashri Krishna Namadi. Even the mind, Pantastu Koti Satavat Sarasam Pragano, even the mind, you can think about Krishna and try to understand him. He's called Achintya Gochara. You can't understand Krishna by your mental speculation or any type of material sense. Your mind, your ears, your nose, your. Of course, hearing. That is a different point if you hear from the proper sources, Shruti. Shruti is the only possible way of understanding the Lord by Shruti. We have hearing from the proper sources. So anyway, it goes on. In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through special powers known as vibhuti. So Srila Prabhupada points out that this, the explanation of specific maya powers is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.39, so we should read that. That word vibhuti comes there. Actually, that's in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Many times Krishna mentions vibhuti. So Bhagavatam says, at the beginning of creation, there are penance, myself, Brahma, and the Prajapatis, the great sages who generate. Then, during the maintenance of the creation, there are Lord Vishnu, the demigods with controlling powers, and the kings of different planets. But at the end, there is irreligion, and then Lord Shiva and the atheists, full of anger, etc. All of them are different representative manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Power, the Lord. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains a little bit more. It says, the material world is created by the energy of the Lord, which is manifested in the beginning of the creation by the penance of Brahmaji, the first living being in the creation. And then there are the nine Prajapatis, known as great sages. In the stage when the creation is maintained, there are devotional service to Lord Vishnu, or factual religion, the different demigods, and the kings of different planets who maintain the world. At last, when the creation is preparing to wind up, there is first the principle of irreligion, then Lord Shiva, along with the atheists, full of anger. But all of them are but different manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahadev, Shiva, are different incarnations of the different modes of material nature. Vishnu is the Lord of the mode of goodness, Brahma is the Lord of the mode of passion, and Shiva is the Lord of the mode of ignorance. Ultimately, the material creation is but a temporary manifestation meant to give the chance of liberation to the conditioned souls who are entrapped in the material world and one who develops the mode of goodness under the protection of Lord Vishnu has the greatest chance of being liberated by following the Vaishnava principles and thus being promoted to the kingdom of God, no more to return to this miserable material world. So all these different living entities Everyone is actually dependent on the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada also quoted, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Lord. And furthermore, it says, yo eko, what is that, chaitana, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam yo vidadatikanam. That this is the difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. One of the differences is that the living entities are dependent. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. Whatever our desires are, we're not independent in fulfilling them. Whatever we have desire, just like we have desire to read, we have desire to walk something, we have desire to speak, we're not independent. That power is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he can also take it away immediately. Just like we have examples are there. There was one of these Shaktivish avatars, prominent Shaktivish avatars, was Parashuram. And Parashuram, when he heard this Ramchandra had broken the bow of Lord Shiva, he heard that sound, that breaking of the bow. He came there, and immediately he came and said, what is this? How have you broken this bow? You don't know, understand what bow this is? How dare you do such things? And so he challenged him. See, I have this bow. Sometimes it's called the bow of Vishnu. It's called Vaishnava bow. And he told him, he'd take this bow and see if you can string this bow. And Lord Ramchandra took the bow and strung it very quickly, and he took an arrow from the hands of Parashuram, and he put the arrow to the bow. And when a Kshatriya has like that weapon prepared to use it, then he has to use it. And he says that, now where I'll put that weapon? And he challenged Parashuram. He says, I wish to vanquish your free movement earned by austerities and your unrivaled dominion over earth. You cannot blame me for this. This was found in Chaitanya Bhagavata when, in the pastimes of Nityananda, when he was a young boy, he used to play with his friends. So Nityananda was none other than Lakshman. So he understood this pastime. So he told Parashuram in this way that you've performed great austerities, you've become very powerful, you've dominated the Kshatriyas 21 times, but now this is all finished. And this power was taken from Parashuram, just like that. Similarly, Arjuna, who I haven't seen directly called a Shaktivish avatar, but he was empowered by the Supreme Lord. We're all empowered by the Supreme Lord, even to, like we said, even to walk or talk or read. Some people are not able to read. So everyone is empowered by the Supreme Lord. So Arjuna, he was especially empowered to kill all the Kshatriyas. Nimittamatram Bhavasavya Sachin. Krishna specifically empowered that you be my instrument to kill all these demoniac kings. So same time he had that bow, and actually it's very nicely described. My notes I got, they all go very quickly. But it's described how, Arjuna, that was in the 15th chapter, he's describing to Yudhishthira Maharaj about how, I got the verse here. It says, it's a very nice verse. Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhu Rupine. It says, I've been cheated. He's talking to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Vanchito means cheated. Vanchitoham Aham Maharaj, he's telling, I've been cheated, Maharaj. Harina, who cheated him? Harina Bandhu Rupina, that the Supreme Lord, Hari, in the form of my friend. Yena me aparitam tejo deva vishmapanam mahat. He says that I had such power, my Gandiva Bo had such power that they brought me to the heavenly planets to defeat these Nikata, what is it, Nikata Devatas? Some Nivata Kavachas or something, some demons were there, some, there were, demigods were having some difficulties, so Indra brought Arjuna there to help with the battles and like that. So Deva Mishmapanam Mahat, they were amazed by the power of Arjuna, but that power was taken away. And immediately when Krishna departed from this world, then all his powers were also gone, and he was defeated by some cowherd men who he was protecting the queens of Lord Krishna. After Krishna's departure, he was protecting the queens, and some cowherd men came and took them, defeated Arjuna. Of course, that was some story behind that also, how these queens were cursed and then benedicted by Ashtavakra Muni, and Krishna came himself in the form of those cowherd men. But Arjuna, he felt that his powers have all gone. Because, it says in the purport, because those powers, they weren't necessary for going back to Godhead, which was his business at that time. He finished up the battle of Kurukshetra, he defeated all the kings, demoniac kings, and his business now of Vinashaya to do Skritam, that was finished, so his business was to go back home, back to Godhead. And Mata Shmiktir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. That's our gift given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gives that power, knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance. These are not, some definition is given. Incarnation. Are direct and empowered, and vibhutis are indirectly empowered. So, Bhagavad Gita chapter 11 is, says there, as explained in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, vibhuti kahiye jayche gita ekadashe, 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that describes how Krishna has spread himself all over the universe. So first thing he says, I think, is Atma Buddha Kesha. Where is that? So everybody should go through that 11th chapter. That's not the, that's the universal form. That's interesting. The Bhuti Yogam is in the 10th chapter, no? Anyway, Krishna shows his universal form in the 11th chapter. What is it? Vibhuti, huh? Vibhuti's 10th chapter, but here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ekadashi, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through specific powers known as Vibhuti. Universal form, of course, is Vibhuti is also what?
Arjuna said that he spelled Arjuna says
in the 11th chapter? Yeah?
I don't remember the number.
It's interesting though, because 10th chapter is called Vibhuti Yoga. And, so, anyway, in the 10th chapter is there, it's described that I think Krishna says Atma.
Hamatma Buddha Kesha.
Is that? Huh?
Hamatma Buddha Kesha.
aham atma gudakesha. Yeah.
Sarvabhutasya
astitaha. Aham atma gudakesha. This first thing I think he says, talks about, is that I'm the atma. So the atma, that atma is there in every living entity. This is the living entity is atma. So the Buddhists say, they say it like that, ahimsa paramo dharma, that one should not envy other living entities, because that is the first qualification for someone who is cultivating spiritual life. Paramo nimratsaranam sitam. Ahimsa is sometimes used as for envy, and matsara, near matsara means without envy. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the second verse, paramo nirmatsaranam sitam, that the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are non-envious. And like I said, himsa is also sometimes used. Himsa has two different English translations. You can say violence or envy. And basically they mean the same thing, because if you're violent against another living entity, this is a result of envy. Envy means you want to harm that living entity. So in the 10th chapter, etam vibhutam vibhutim yogam cha mama yogiti tatvata. So envy is such a bad thing that I found when I was researching, I came across something that just like, wow, what's that? This Srila Prabhupada talks about how there's many envious persons in the dress of Vaishnavas in this Krishna consciousness movement. That is in the Madhya Lila, first chapter, 218. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they're getting the mercy of the Lord. And all the devotees there were very happy, because that is the nature of the Vaishnavas. When someone gets the mercy of the Lord, Vaishnava is meant to be happy. So Vaishnava is paradukaduki. That is the qualification. Krimpambudi, the ocean of mercy. Devotees, actual Vaishnavas are meant to, their purpose in life, they want to see sarve sukhino bhavantu. They want everyone to be happy. But they understand that that happiness is not possible without Krishna consciousness. So that is the business of the Vaishnavas, to turn everyone to Krishna consciousness. And if someone is empowered, Srila Prabhupada, of course, he's talking not only about himself, but he had that experience that some persons that were in the dress of Vaishnavas, they saw that he was very successful in his mission, and there was some criticism. So that is not the business of a Vaishnava, to criticize others who are engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. That is not the business of a real Vaishnava. But at the same time, one has to see, just like we had also experienced yesterday, one of our old friends telling us about one resident of Radhakund who's become deviated from path of what is called sadachar, path of proper activities. Pariksit Maharaj gave that opportunity to Kali. Kali, in the 15th chapter, described Kali was beating a cow, and Pariksit Maharaj was ready to kill him, and Kali surrendered to him. He said, "No, don't kill me, don't kill me. I surrender at your lotus feet." So Pariksit Maharaj is proper Kshatriya. He said, "Okay, but you can't stay in my kingdom. You're not allowed here." So Kali said, "No, your kingdom is throughout the whole world. You have to give me some place. I'm surrendered to you. You have to give me some place." He said, "Okay, Dutam panam striya suna yatara dharmas chaturvida. Like that. You can have these four places. It's right there. Right there is described. Dutam, gambling, panam, intoxication, drinking, and striya, prostitution, and suna, meat eating, killing animals, hamsa. So someone is engaged in such activities, it doesn't matter, he's in the holiest place, so-called staying in the holiest place. Radha Kund, Srila Prabhupada also said like that they're not living in Radha Kund, they're living in Narak Kund. Narak means hellish Kund. So it doesn't matter one's external situation. If he's engaged in activities that are not sanctioned in this, or that are opposed to yata dharma chaturvida, that where such activities adharma yatra, where adharma is going on, then that's the abode of Kali, and you can't make any good fortune in one situation like that. This is the not the activities of a Vaishnava. That was the first definition of a Vaishnava when Satyaraj Khan asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is a Vaishnava? He said, asatsanga tyaga e vaishnavachara. You have to give up non-devotees association. That means if someone is engaged in trying to enjoy his senses, well, the first thing of understanding is that we're not the body. I can't understand simple things of spiritual life if one thinks that he wants to enjoy his senses in this material world. Where's the question of spiritual life? There's no question. One has to at least come to that stage that theoretically has to understand if not the body. If one cultivates sense, the desire for sense gratification. Anyabhilashita, where is the anyabhilashita shunyam? Anyabhilashita means other. Anya means other. Abhilash means desires. Shunyam means completely devoid. So what is that? Other desires means other desires than serving Krishna. If one has, if one has activities that are not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and engaging in such activities, then he can't make any advancement. What to speak of becoming intimate associate of Krishna, as their desire is. We've seen this when we were living in Vrindavan, that many people, they want to come to Vrindavan and they become immediately. So the point is that these vibhutis, we have to understand Krishna, how Krishna is spread throughout this universe. Rasoham apsukunteya. We have to understand how great Krishna is by his potencies, how he manifests himself in so many different things, that he's the sound, shabdike purusham, he's the ability in the man, he's the sound in ether, he's the taste of water, rasoham apsukunteya. What are the other vibhutis? You know some other vibhutis for sure? 10th chapter is there.
A light of the sun and the moon.
A light of the sun and the moon. He said, he begins by saying, what is that? Maharshinam saptapurvi. Maharshaya saptapurvi. Tatvara manavastavata. And he's, huh?
7th or even?
That was 7th chapter, yeah. 10th chapter is more like of the many hooded nagas I am Anasa. Huh? Weapons of the thunderbolt, the cows I am the Sarabi. Among the Daichad demons I am devoted Pallad. Yeah, so we should have to understand the power, the potencies of God before we can think about becoming very intimate associate of Krishna. We don't want to jump to become. As I was doing working on first volume of Madhya Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat, I mentioned is that ekare paka, the unripe jackfruit. Unripe jackfruit. Jackfruit is a nice fruit that can be used for sabjis. Very nice sabji you can make with jackfruit. But when it's unripe, and when it's ripe, then you can use it as, eat it as a fruit. But if it's prematurely ripe, then it can't be used for either thing. So prematurely, if we want to become advanced devotees, that's not going to be useful. One can't get the fruit of one's endeavors. One has to be completely dependent. We have to see that Krishna is, we're dependent in all. That is the qualification of the gopis. They were completely dependent on Krishna. That was described in the Upadeshamrita. You can read there how that is a qualification. So we want to become completely dependent on Krishna. Even our talking, reading, walking, it's not things. Devotee, he's completely, and if something comes unfavorable, some difficulties come, he feels that I deserve much worse. But Krishna is very kind. He's giving us. Actually, he's kind. He gives us difficulties that can be seen in so many different ways. That he is showing that now I have example, now I have opportunity to set example to other people, how Krishna is so kind that I'm taking this as Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada talks about how the Pandavas had so much difficulties, and he said that this is sometimes just like the mother teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So if someone takes some difficulties, if a devotee takes his difficulties as Krishna's mercy, that is good for the good example for other people to follow. Because especially in the material world, prakriti stani karshati, where everyone is struggling in this material world, janma mrityu jara vyadi, suffering in so many different ways, the adi bhautik, adi atmak, adi devik kleshas. Kleshas are there at every step. Padam padam yadvi padam. Every step, so many difficulties are there. So Vaishnava, he shows how to accept those difficulties as Krishna's mercy. He shows that to the non-Vaishnavas. That is the devotees' glory. Pandavas, he showed how much troubles they went through. And they never lost their faith, and they became the greatest examples for us to follow. So we'll stop there if anybody has some comments or questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
How much God gives or sanction, how much the body can handle, is there a correlation? Is there a bar section backing this? Many people claim, but I never saw.
Huh?
Many devotees claim, but I never found any bars. Can you help with that?
Many devotees claim
that God gives that much suffering that he can handle. Not more, not less.
Oh.
But where is the verse?
Where is the verse?
It's a good idea, but where is the reference?
Yes, I don't know. well, You know, Krishna is, this is the point that they were reading, Vibhuti Yoga, that Krishna empowers the devotees. Just like sometimes they say that Krishna, where is the order for becoming guru? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Amaragaya Guru Hai Taradish. He says, by my instruction you become guru. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that if someone receives instruction from the spiritual master, from Krishna, that automatically the potency to fulfill that instruction is given in the instruction itself. We have great examples in our early days of ISKCON, how devotees went out and distributed books. We can't imagine how they did so many books. Now, of course, there's some even that are doing even more wonderful activities in that regard. And this is all Krishna's mercy. There is another example is there, Madhavendra Puri, how the Anakuta festival took place. So much arrangements were performed in one day. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the purport, he says that people are amazed at how this Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world in 5 years. But what to speak of 5 years, in 5 days, anything is possible. So by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna is unlimited and he gives his devotees, just like Hanuman jumped over the ocean to reach Lanka, and Ramchandra, he had to build the bridge. He gave Hanuman more power. So devotees can do very wonderful things if they have that faith. If they have, if they're doing for the right purpose. We've seen how they did such wonderful things. Huh? The specific verse, I have no idea. Huh? Tatena kampam susamikshamano.
Stay alive.
Stay alive. What? Yeah.
But we all know about that verse that they tolerate. My question is, how much?
Jiveta yo mukti padesa dayabhak, they're qualified to be, get that mercy if someone kills them. Yeah, one can be qualified if he just very good. Dridakuri, Dara Nityapaya. You just grab hold of Lord Nityananda's feet, very determined, Dridakuri. Very determinedly, you hold on to those lotus feet. Like that. Don't let go.
Like Satyananda Maharaj says, he will not give more than you can tolerate. I understand that.
Maybe I better ask him. He has some experience. All right, anything else? Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.